Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Again, I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, as I'm talking about making the choices, don't drift. Please don't drift. You're either making a choice for the kingdom of God, and there's no neutrality. There's no neutral choice to make. You will get pulled into the kingdom of hell unless you make a clear choice for the kingdom of heaven, because the devil has a malevolent intelligence, wicked intelligence. He's more intelligent than you are. He knows what your weaknesses are, and he can draw you to himself. God gave us free will. He wants us to make a free choice for him, even at the risk of losing this. He gives us a free choice, and I beg you to make a choice for him, a decision for him, not just drift. You can't drift, not anymore, not in this culture, not in the world as we know it today. You've got to make a choice, and God will give you the power and the grace to do it. Spend time with him. Think this through and say, am I drifting or have I made a clear choice? And is everything in my life either in accord with that choice or moving in that direction? We're not perfect. I know that. You've got to process. But am I moving in the right direction? Am I more and more under his authority, his lordship? Am I more and more clearly someone who has chosen Christ, that I am his disciple? It's imperative in these days that you begin to make those decisions. You can't drift. You can't. You can't be neutral. Not anymore. First reading today is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 41, and then part of chapter 42. It's a kind of a combination of certain verses. So 55 to 57 in chapter 41, and then in 42, it's between 5 and 24. Take a look at these verses when you finish this program. Ponder them. Book of Genesis, chapter 41. When hunger came to be felt throughout the land of Egypt, and the people cried to Pharaoh for bread, Pharaoh directed all the Egyptians to go to Joseph and do whatever he told them. Do you remember last week we were reading earlier in the book of Genesis? And in that book, a number of young men, all brothers, had become jealous of their brother Joseph. And so they had sold him, basically. He was the youngest. They had sold him to a group that was going off into another country. They wanted to get rid of him because they wanted to have the inheritance. And Joseph was very, very much loved by his father. And so they were jealous. So when hunger came to be felt throughout the land of Egypt, this is some years now, and the people cried to Pharaoh for bread, Pharaoh directed all the Egyptians to go to Joseph. See, Joseph was sold into slavery, but Pharaoh began to recognize all of his gifts and qualities, and so he put him in charge of all the food, the distribution of all the food in the land. So Joseph had a certain amount of authority. He hadn't seen his brothers in years. His brothers thought he was dead. At least they hoped he was. And Pharaoh directed all the Egyptians to go to Joseph and do whatever he told them. And when the famine had spread throughout the land, Joseph opened all the cities that had grain and rationed it to the Egyptians, since the famine had gripped the land of Egypt. In fact, all the world, that's the known world at that time, came to Joseph to obtain rations of grain, for famine had gripped the whole world as they knew it. The sons of Israel were among those who came to procure rations. So in other words, his brothers came seeking rations. It was Joseph, as governor of the country, who dispensed the rations to all the people. When Joseph's brothers came and knelt before him with their faces to the ground, he recognized them as soon as he saw them. but he concealed his own identity from them and spoke sternly to them. With that, he locked them up in the guardhouse for 3 days. On the third day, Joseph said to his brothers, "Do this, and you shall live. For I am a God-fearing man. If you have been honest, only one of your brothers need be confined in this prison, while the rest of you may go and take home provisions for your starving families. But you must come back to me with your youngest brother. Your words will thus be verified, and you will not die." To this they agreed. To one another, however, they said, "Alas, we are being punished because of our brother Joseph." They don't recognize him. He saw the anguish of his heart. We saw the anguish of his heart when he pleaded with us, yet we paid no heed. And that is why this anguish has now come upon us. So at least they recognize that their sin is what's brought this famine upon them, why they're suffering. At least they recognize that. Reuben broke in, "Did I not tell you not to do wrong to the boy? But you would not listen. Now comes the reckoning for his blood." The brothers did not know, of course, that Joseph understood what they said. Joseph is standing right there. They're talking among themselves, since he spoke with them through an interpreter. But turning away from them, he wept. Joseph sees the straits of his family. He mourns for his father, his youngest brother back home. And he weeps, but he doesn't reveal himself. Tune in for more, brothers and sisters, on this story. Psalm 33, "Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you." That's it. That's the key to everything, is to put our trust in the Lord. Is your trust in the Lord? Or where is it? In whom is it? In what is it? Please don't put it in money. Don't put it in possessions. Don't put it in power or influence. Don't. Put it in God. Put your roots down in God. In Matthew 10, verses 1 to 7, Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, called Peter, his brother Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus: "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town, but rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand." In other words, you can reach out and touch it in faith. In faith. Jesus is as close to you right now as your very breath. Your very breath. The question is, will you believe that, and will you put your faith in him? That's where your hope is. That's where help is. Father Tadeusz Deitcher, who's a Polish priest, a marvelous writer, any of his books, you want them. Father Tadeusz Deitcher. "Faith in a subjective sense as the relation to the person of God is not only sharing in God's life, but also an existential adherence to Christ as the one Lord and the one love. This implies that man makes a choice, gearing his will toward Christ as the final goal, and the greatest value is to put all your trust in God. Adherence to Christ is our answer to his call and to his looking upon us with complete love. The answer will always be marked by a trait of adventure and also of risk. To put all your trust in him, there is a risk involved. Jesus wants you to adhere to him without asking for details." This is Father Deitcher. Jesus wants you to adhere to him without asking for details and without asking what the consequences of your choice will be. That takes faith, doesn't it? Without questioning the future. He wants you to answer as Mary did. Yes. Expressing in this way your complete abandonment to God. The essence of trustful abandonment to Jesus and of adhering to him lies in accepting the unknown, which remains in darkness and therefore demands faith. Adherence to Christ is the beginning of love, which will be brought about through the growth of unity of our will with the will of Christ. This is the beginning of communion between a person and God. This is the beginning of communion between a person and God. When we say that we will adhere to you, Christ, that we will lean on you and on nothing else, we'll put our dependence, our hope, everything in you. That's what God's asking of us. Our adherence to Christ is not possible without detaching ourselves from that which can enslave us. And that's what we've been talking about this week. All the things that hold us back from trusting in Christ. Money, relationships, influence, power, all those kinds of things. Certain relationships with certain people, all those things can draw us and pull us away from a clear adherence to Jesus Christ. Choosing Christ as the greatest value also assumes our consent that he himself will form us. In other words, I give my will over to Christ and I say, Lord, I want to follow you from this day forward. I want to do your will. I want to do it your way. That's hard. And many people are afraid of that. Very afraid. And I know exactly how you feel. But I also, as I've said to you before, I also can testify that when you do submit your will to God, you're freer than you've ever been before. You really are. And you're happier. And there's a joy in your heart because you know you're doing the Father's will. You know you're with God. So brothers and sisters, I really want to urge you to take a long look at yourself. And I've been saying this for several weeks now, and I'm continuing to say it because it's so very, very important. For I think the difficulties that lie ahead for us as a nation, as a people, as a church, please take inventory. Please give your life to the Lord. Please love him. Please follow after him. I guarantee you, you will know the beauty and the glory of eternal life. And even on this earth, you will know the peace that surpasses understanding, even in the midst of difficulty, when you truly, truly seek to pray, Thy will be done, not mine. I ask for God's abundant blessing upon you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.